Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio and People's Choice Award nominated podcast.
Woo! You know, it never gets old hearing that intro.
People's Choice nominated.
We'll have to update it in a few weeks.
To say we beat Oprah. That's what I've been telling everybody.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, a podcast that beat Oprah.
That's what I'm taking to the grave.
I know. We've really been holding on to that one.
Yeah.
Wonder if she even knew that she was nominated.
Doesn't matter. Does not matter.
Mark, I love your shirt today.
Well, you're sweet to say that. I do like this color.
Yes.
The reason I'm wearing this, we have a digital frame at home, and it cycles through pictures of the family.
Uh-huh.
And in one of the pictures I'm wearing the shirt, I was like, that's a nice color on that shirt. I'm going to wear that again.
Wow.
And that's why I'm wearing it today.
Today's basically a national
for
holiday.
For your birthday. That's why I'm wearing
because
it.
Because it's your 30th birthday on the 30th.
Oh. Whoa. Thank you, everybody. Yeah, it's a big one. Everyone has... I think it was like 2 years ago, I heard for the first time about the golden birthday. And I was like, what does that mean?
I know.
Like, it's when you turn the age of the day of your birthday. I'm like, that's a big one for me.
Yeah.
30.
I think I missed mine because I don't think golden birthdays were like a thing.
Different parts of the country have different things, which is kind of interesting. In Wisconsin, we had the golden birthday. Mine was when I was 13, and it was a big deal.
That's a big bird. That's a big golden.
Like sweetest day. Does anyone know what sweetest day is?
No.
Because in Wisconsin, that's a thing. It's like a Valentine's Day in the fall.
That's so cute.
I think it's in November.
I would love to celebrate that.
Do you love Valentine's Day?
I love Valentine's Day.
But like, if you go to the grocery store, there's a section of cards for Sweetest Day in certain
like
parts of the country.
Yes.
Happy Sweetest Day.
That's interesting. Does it kind of take away from the Valentine's Day?
I don't think so. It just gives somebody more stuff. Like gives guys, they complain, oh, Sweetest Day. And then it's a whole thing.
Oh, but they get to be romantic.
It's weird that it's regional. Holidays
are I've never heard of that. I thought you were saying Swedish Day, so that was...
Sweetest, like the most sweet.
I think
and it's October 20th. It just happened 10 days ago.
Oh, we missed it.
We missed Sweetest Day.
I think any day that you can celebrate love is a beautiful day. So
that's every day.
That is true. Bring on the sweetest days. Okay, so we have a really big show today because it is Becca's golden birthday.
But also, we have some... major guest today.
That's true. Do you want to break it down?
So first we have also our competitors in the People's Choice Award nominations. We have the girls from the Lady Gang here.
Do you understand? This is like my dream come true because I was on their podcast like a couple months ago.
Which I listened to. It was hilarious.
Thank you. And I was there and I was like, you guys have to come on Scrubbing In. It would literally, if Becca was here, it would just make me the happiest girl in the world.
Yeah.
So it's happening.
And we are tactical. We did it after voting.
Voting has closed.
Smart. Yeah. How many women are in the Lady Gang? Because I listened to yours as well, and I couldn't tell. It was anywhere from 3 to 8.
There's 3 of them.
There are 3. Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
So it'll be the 3 of them.
And us.
And us.
And Mark, if you want to be the
I'll
guy,
chime
the,
in if need
the,
be.
The male voice.
That's my job.
It's a strong group of women going to be in the
Absolutely.
Room.
Fierce.
But yeah, the one that I listened to with you was the first time I'd listened to them. And I was on a walk and I was like giggling the whole time. I don't know if it's because I know you, so like your dynamic with theirs, you'll see later on.
Yeah.
And then we have James Maslow in the building to premiere Tanya's song Just Like That.
Yeah. So James Maslow and Trifor did a little, they took Just Like That and they made it into a little bit of a banger.
Do we need to explain what Just Like That is, or have we done that enough?
Well, recap.
We did it in the last podcast. So I wrote lyrics. I went through a really bad breakup years ago.
this is on repeat in my head.
Yeah, because it's like so bad. So this was forever ago. And it was on an old computer. And I was moving out of my apartment. And I found this old computer. And I like open it. And I was like, oh my gosh, these are the lyrics I wrote to get through this breakup. And I read the lyrics and I was like, this is so sad and like slightly pathetic. But at the same time, it was really like, I felt really like I have come so far since then. So it made me feel really...
cathartic.
It was cathartic. Yeah. And I was like, wow, look at how broken I was and like, look where I am now.
So we had someone from iHeart created it first, right?
Yeah.
Here's what he came... This is a guy named Miles who works for KISS and he came up with this.
Very Star Is Born, Country Strong.
Yes.
knew you could hurt me so bad.
Who knew one day my everything would turn to nothing?
Just like that. Just like that.
That's the best part.
Just like that. My everything turned to nothing. Just like
those
that.
Lyrics are so sad.
So when Ryan and Sisney were reading them for the first time, everybody was like laughing, and then he was like, I actually feel bad because you were so broken. I was like, I know, you remember me. Like, I was coming to work every day like a hot mess after that breakup. Mm-hmm. So everybody saw it.
It's not funny, obviously, because I know that was like a hard time, but I think we're, you know, a few years later, we're past it.
Yeah.
But picturing you like furiously writing these lyrics with like tear stains on the paper is so like from a movie scene.
Totally. And then looking in the mirror, like looking at myself in the mirror while I'm doing it.
Wait, someone posted this about girls liking to watch themselves cry in the mirror.
So true, though.
I don't do that.
Oh, it's the best. It's like such, you wouldn't.
You stare in the mirror and cry.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's this thing that is like girls like to stare in the mirror and look at themselves and they cry. And everyone was responding to it like, oh my gosh, same. And I'm like, I don't like to watch myself cry. I feel like.
It's not a shock to me because we are opposites.
But so what do you like about it? You're just like...
You see how ugly you look and you're just like, oh my God.
And then you cry more. Yeah. It's like a bigger release.
It's a bigger release. You should try it sometime. I think you'd really enjoy it.
Yeah, next time, which will probably be in like a few months if I ever cry again, I'll go to the mirror or just pull out my phone for a selfie. That is so funny.
So that's what's coming up on the show.
I'm excited. I've only heard a snippet of it because y'all premiered it on the...
Morning show.
So I'm actually really excited, and to have James and Tri4 in here is we have some questions for the guys.
Yeah, we do.
We don't get a lot of we get you know, Mark, by the way.
Yes.
A lot of people on our podcast, they're like, I'm a Mark, I'm not Tanya or Becca.
And that's interesting.
It kind of is like a humble brag because they're basically saying they have it all together and they're really well balanced.
Yeah. That's how I take it too.
Yeah,
someone says
that
they're a Mark, I'm like, because you're not like a normal guy.
Thank you. I will take that as a compliment.
Yes.
For sure.
You're very self-aware, you're very rooted, and you're very level-headed.
And I think that comes with age, and I'm not trying to be self-deprecating. I really think that I could teach myself from 20 years ago a lot.
Yeah. Like this woman at our, when we had the voting party, she came up, she brought a plant for Becca and I, and it had like two men in the plant. And she was like, these are the men that I'm praying for you guys to be with. And then she's like, but I'm more of a Mark. Just, she's like, I'm more of a modern mom. I was like, oh, hey, girl.
That's very
it's
sweet.
True. Yeah, it's true. Nice. But it's always funny because I'm like, all right, so you're just basically saying you're well balanced, you got it all together. Like, congrats.
Yeah.
Happy for you.
So before we have our guests come in, would you like to open your birthday gift?
Yes. There's balloons in here. They're
big 3-0 balloons.
They're slightly deflated. Did you blow those up yourself?
No, I'm so pissed. I got them. So I just moved into this new part of town, and there's like a special balloon store. I was like, oh, these are going to be the best balloons ever. I was so excited. It's like really cute man, like owns the shop, and I get these birthday balloons and put them in my apartment for the night, and I wake up to come to work this morning. They're all like deflated.
No, they look gorgeous.
No, they don't.
And
they're look
beautiful.
Weak.
They look like they're kind of like hovering.
Is it like a representation of my life once I turn 30?
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
a little
yeah,
bit deflated.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you'd like to just stomp over there, and there's a little gift.
Is it the 30 survival kit?
It's the 30 survival kit and then the black bag next to it.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Lots of gifts. Because,
oh,
you know.
This is heavy. Yeah. Which one do I open first?
Start there.
The survival kit.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you doing for your birthday? You have plans?
Yeah, we're going on a big trip tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Not anything today specific and exciting? Tonight, dinner?
I think I'm going to dinner tonight.
Nice.
So, I feel like things are supposed to be a surprise, so I'm just not asking questions because...
Nothing's a surprise anymore. She knows
can we
everything.
Talk about that? Because that's hilarious.
No, yeah, we can
talk about your sister blew that.
Okay, so... Okay. First, I'm going to open this,
okay.
And then I'm going to talk about
you
that.
You can
all
go
right.
Fast.
Okay, so we have in the... survival kit, we have Pedialyte because hangovers start to last more than a day.
Wow.
That's been like for a long time for me now, unfortunately.
Flip
oh, Thermacare heat wraps because muscles you didn't even know you had start to hurt Am I 80 or like what?
Things start to happen at 30.
Okay. Hand sanitizer because germs become the enemy. Like for real though.
Wow.
Getting some good laughs in the peanut gallery over there. And then we have Tums because you start to react real strange to food. What do you mean by that? What kind of strange things?
You know, strange things.
Oh, just some strange things.
Yeah, kind of like the nail salon story.
Yeah, that's one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah, and then this is the final thing.
But if you eat my gift, you're going to need everything in the morning.
I know, this is actually very beneficial. Amy got me literally a basket full of Dr. Pepper everything.
Ooh.
Cotton candy, jelly beans. What, lip balm?
I would actually use that.
It's a little Dr. Pepper, like, drink, and it's, this is adorable. So, yeah, then I'll move on to Tanya's Tums. Okay, and then she gave me another bag and said, because I want you to have a symbol of strength and courage if you ever feel down, something to protect you and defend you, be a source of power when you need it. 30s, watch out. Wow.
Wow.
A black velvet box? I love this. It's St. Michael.
Yeah.
It's a pendant, and yeah. It's so beautiful.
It's beautiful because it's a symbol of, like, he's a symbol of strength and courage.
Thank you.
You're welcome. If you don't like the chain, you can take it back and get like a longer one.
I love the, well, I haven't seen the chain, but it looks gorgeous.
Why are you laughing?
Nothing. It's just we're all observing this moment, and it's beautiful.
Oh. So it's okay. A pendant of St. Michael, but I just wanted you to have something.
Did you know that about St. Michael, that that's what he represents?
I did.
How did you know that?
I actually did a lot of research about, because Michael's the archangel.
Mm-hmm. And you love angels.
I love angels. And I wanted to give you something for your 30th birthday that meant something and something that you can keep because that's like a nice pendant.
I'm going to put it on.
Yay. But then I obviously wanted to be a little funny with like 30.
You know, you always got, Amy's right. You go funny and you go.
Sentimental.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you feel about turning 30? Is it,
you know,
it's a difficult birthday for a lot of people.
I know. It's so interesting. It's interesting because I had a lot of my friends who really struggled with it. Like the lead up to it, the build up. And it was like, I think it was a lot of, am I happy in my life from what I expected? Like, am I anywhere close to where I expected to be when I thought about the age of 30?
Right.
And I'm in a really happy and good place. And I feel like, I think I had that moment a few years ago of being like, wait, am I where I want to be? Like where I always envisioned myself when I was like 25. And
right.
I think I've just learned that sometimes things aren't all you expect and what you write down for them to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels, I actually am super excited to start my 30s. And everyone's like, 30s are the best years of your life. So I'm embracing it. I'm ready to go.
Awesome.
Okay.
Oh, it's so pretty. Do you like it?
I love it. And I love what it means.
Okay.
And it's very special to me.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Even for my survival kit.
Yeah, all the dumb stuff is like dumb funny.
That'll probably be stuff that I use a lot.
Yeah.
Anything I don't, I'll send it your way.
Okay, great.
So this whole time my friends have been planning a trip for me and I was like, I'm really good at surprises, at surprising people, and I feel like I'm able to tell if someone's surprising me. So I kind of was like, I'm not even going to ask questions. I'm just going to let myself be surprised. So both of my younger sisters are going. And every time we've even talked about the trip, the youngest one, Hannah, is like, I have to leave the room because I'm going to spoil it. I'm like, okay. So one day we're just sitting and talking and she casually says like, yeah, I'm going to rest tomorrow because I'm going to pretty much be working every day until we go to Hawaii. And I was just kind of said, and so there was like a few of us in the room and I was the first one. I was like, oh my gosh. And then she didn't catch on till like the last one. She like put her hand over her mouth. It was, I felt bad. She was
that's
like,
the best way to cover it.
Like,
oops.
No, and she's like my youngest sister. Yeah. It's always out. Like, don't let Hannah know. She'll ruin it. You know, she's like always had, she's just the youngest.
Well, so. How were they going to tell you? Were they going to blindfold you on the flight?
Yeah.
I mean, really?
I honestly think Allie still might do that because oh, I think geez. She still thinks it's a surprise.
Yeah.
And there's other things that we have. Like, I got like,
Tanya spoils it right here on the podcast.
There's other things that are going to be a surprise throughout the weekend. So it's like, whatever.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. I'm just super excited. And I'm kind of like just going with it. I'm going to be in a fun place with my friends.
I like it freaking out. I never take time off work. Mark.
No, you don't.
Never. I never.
And
take
I'm not
time
thrilled
off.
About it. To be Mar, honest with you.
Like sacrifice her for
okay,
one.
One
well,
day.
Fine,
I'm
but...
gonna be gone from one day.
She's gonna be up at like 2 every morning because of the time difference. It's gonna be
okay,
like her
that's...
normal time. She's
great.
Just raging.
But we're gonna miss her on the radio show. That's all I'm saying.
Thank of you. Course. But
just, I'll be back.
I don't like to do the show
missed,
without Tanya.
She
oh,
missed my birthday
so nice.
Last year.
I did.
She didn't go because she had a baby shower.
Oh. Well, you're making it up for it this year.
Yeah.
Speaking of.
I was, yeah.
It's time for Tanya's big moment.
Oh, the song debut. I am very, very excited. Why was I just on the camera?
I don't know. I'm sorry. That was supposed to be the little thing. Hey.
Hey.
What am I
the thing
at?
That tells you. So
oh,
anyway,
right,
I'll just tell you.
Right down there, do a spot, and then we'll get James.
Do two spots. Tease James next, then BioClarity and Legacy Box.
Okay, so we're about to bring James and Tri4 in to debut Tanya's song for the podcast. But first, we want to talk about BioClarity. We have talked about BioClarity often. We have pretty much raved about how it's clean. It's a gentle skincare line. It helps you get naturally glowing skin. It's 100% vegan and cruelty-free. And it has a new ingredient called Floralux that's made from chlorophyll.
Yeah. And you guys know I'm really big on clean products. I eat really clean. I am like a big advocate of clean, clean, clean. So I love BioClarity. It's 3 easy steps: cleanse, restore, and hydrate. It contains hydrating plant extracts like chamomile, green tea, cucumber, licorice root, olive and shea, plus Floralux from chlorophyll. It's hydrating but lightweight, so it's great for spring and summertime, and it helps minimize redness, reduce pore size, and even out skin tone.
Yeah, and that is the essentials routine that you talked about. And then they also have a clear skin routine. So we've talked about Floralux, which is BioClarity's unique ingredient. It's for it's basically to help with any inflammatory issues, anything where you need to just decrease redness and take away inflammation. That's what Floralux is. So it helps feed your skin from the outside in.
That's right. And it is delivered straight to you. And it is an easy-to-use 3-step skincare routine that's, again, like we said, 100% vegan plus gluten and cruelty-free. So get started on healthier habits with your skincare. Just go to BioClarity.com, and our listeners will get their first month for 50% off a routine, plus shipping is free. And it comes with 100% risk-free money-back guarantee, but you need to enter our code Becca.
That's BioClarity.com, and enter our code Becca.
Now, Legacy Box, I can talk about because I know a lot about it.
Let's talk about it, Mark.
Okay, so Legacy Box, this is my life. Photo albums, video cassettes.
Right.
Audio cassettes. I've been in radio a long time. I have a lot of old audio cassettes. When I was a kid, like 9 years old, I used to do a radio show every Saturday with my friend Chris Schrader. It was called The Crazy Radio Show. And we just did it.
I got creative there.
Yeah, we did it into a tape recorder, and I have reams of these tapes. So I don't own a cassette player anymore. I have nothing that could ever play these. I don't own a VHS player anymore, but I still have all this stuff. Legacy Box, they send you a box. You put your stuff in the box, and you send it to them, and they'll send you a DVD or a thumb drive or a link where you can download them. And suddenly, you can get rid of all that junk that you've got in your garage, your attic, or whatever. Everybody's got old video cassettes of something. Maybe it was them when they were kids that their parents took or something. You've got it, and Legacy Box takes care of it. It's fantastic.
So basically, they help you to get organized, take out all the stuff that you're just like holding on to. And like that, I feel like a lot of people lose stuff because not only it depreciates and like doesn't work anymore, you don't have anywhere to play it, and then it's just sitting there, and it's something that's very special to you. So this is actually a really cool company.
It really is. And also the photo albums, I did this like last summer. I decided I'm going to take this photo album and scan all the pictures into the computer. Took all day.
Yeah,
they'll do it for you. It's a great service.
It's amazing. I mean, if you don't have something with like a link,
like, what's the point?
What's the point anymore? Like truly. I have like a reel obviously for like work purposes, and somebody's like, you don't have your reel on a link? I was like, no, but I'll do that, I guess. Like,
you have to.
2018, Tanya.
Legacy Box is the world's largest, most trusted digitizer of home movies and photos. Over 450,000 families have trusted Legacy Box. Over a decade of experience they have, and all of the work is done by hand right here in the USA. So it's very easy to trust them with your really special things.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And there's never been a better time to digitally preserve your memories. So visit legacybox.com today to get started. Plus, for a limited time, they're offering our listeners an exclusive discount. So you just have to go to legacybox.com/Becca to get 40% off of your first order or save up to $200 on the largest Legacy Box kit.
Yeah. So go to legacybox.com/Becca and save 40% today. Get started preserving your past. That's legacybox.com/Becca.
Okay.
Yeah, I am ready to rock out. Probably not rock out. I don't feel like this is a rock song. Pop out. What is the... Help me, guys. We have Tri-4. We have James Maslow here.
Hey, ladies. How you doing? How you doing? Yeah, you can rock out to pop music. You definitely can.
Yeah, I needed some help there. That was a struggle.
But also, as I've been listening on the way here to you guys, I'm officially scared of 30, so I got 2 years left of life, basically. Thanks for that. And another thing we've learned.
If don't, it doesn't be scared.
Don't be scared. Well, 2 years to have fun, and then I'm going to be getting a take care of myself package.
Yeah, it's a survival kit.
I got you.
And then what was the other lesson we learned? If it doesn't have a link, does it even exist?
I'm glad you're listening.
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
Oh, we're so happy to have you guys back. I feel like we're like, just, yeah,
we'll y'all are basically
you,
like
we'll
a,
see you next Monday, right?
Yeah, right? Every Monday we'll be here.
Yeah.
Y'all are basically
no, it was so good. Fun. It was so fun doing the morning show. Have you explained to everybody what we obviously the song for you, you know, how you wrote the lyrics down about a terrible breakup, and then you know, you guys, Amy and iHeart hit me up. I was in the studio with the Tri-4 working on originals and said, hey, can you turn this into something that sounds like you? So we really kind of took the opportunity in a day's time to make it kind of sound at least in the same direction of the original music that I'm putting out next year.
It's so good.
It is amazing because this whole thing, I remember you even, I think you mentioned it on the podcast. You're like, I wrote a song. It was like a follow-up to one of Demi Lovato's songs. And then we were like, find it. And you couldn't find it.
I couldn't find it for the life of me.
It wasn't on your new computer.
No.
And then she was cleaning out and she's like, I found the song. She FaceTimed me. It was like a weird time. I was like,
Always.
Not an ideal time, but I was like, what?
It's always a good time to FaceTime. I don't care what
James, where are you on that? Because we don't agree with Tanya.
I completely disagree. I can't stand it when I'm doing something and I get a FaceTime. I'm like, I just don't want to be on camera right now.
On camera, it's just me. Like, it's not like you're on camera.
What if you're around other people? You're like in the supermarket. I don't want weird people looking in at what I'm doing. I actually, Tri-4, my boy over here, so his name is Eugene, his artist name is Tri-4. I'm going to call you Eugene because that's your name.
Informal, right?
So you've got one of those screen protector things where you look at the side. I was just flying back from Houston a couple days ago, and I didn't have this on, but people kept looking over what I'm doing. I felt so judged.
What are you doing on your phone that you don't want people to see?
Well, nothing bad, but like reading emails. I'm like, this isn't any of your business. Even like going on social media, I just felt judged for being on it. So I got one of these protector screens. But it makes it so much darker and harder to see.
Oh, wait, it does?
Yeah, take a look. There's just no winning.
Yeah, I would hate that.
It's like
putting window tints on the inside of the car.
Let me see.
Okay, so I'm outnumbered here, basically.
You are.
Well, this is the thing. Holding this is the highest level. To get the angle.
Yeah.
Oh, it's pretty dark. Yeah. But no one's seeing what you're doing. You could FaceTime all day with that.
Including you. So.
I have a story, actually. I was at a Dodger game in July, and the woman next to me was texting, and she had like an XL, and she had the, you know, some people don't see very well, so they make their text real big. And she was writing something about the game, and okay, I'm one of those guys. I'm sorry. But I was kind of side-eyeing, just kind of reading her text.
See what I'm talking about?
Yes, I'm one of those guys.
Because of you, I need the screen.
Yeah. I'm thinking, no harm, no foul. Suddenly, my phone starts blowing up. People saying, hey, are you at the Dodger game? I was on TV.
Looking at her
phone.
On
Fox Sports Wisconsin. And the video entirely is me side-eyeing this woman's phone next to me.
You were called out.
I know, I was called out.
You're called out hard.
By a lot of people, yeah.
Ew.
Sorry. I shouldn't have done that.
So are you done doing that? Like, did you learn a lesson?
It's a situation by situation.
Depending
Mark
on how
does everything but for work purposes.
That's right. Yeah.
It's for content.
Content.
Right.
So right. I just want to know, have you ever written a song so sad that you worked on of Tanya's?
Have I written a song
but
so
But I come
sad?
Back in the song. Like, I get start off really sad, but I really find myself.
Well, that's
and, like,
the idea.
Come back.
Is that, you know, everybody goes through bad experiences, but one beautiful thing about music, and especially for me as an artist, writing music is cathartic. And sometimes a song comes out sad, but most times, even if it is a sad song, when I listen back to it, it reminds me I got through that bad time. So it actually makes me feel better.
Yeah.
So we wanted to incorporate a little bit of that and actually create... What would you say, Eugene? Like a tropical house type vibe with the track?
Get the Kygo treatment.
A little bit of the Kygo treatment.
Just when I say that, I mean like it was
tropical product, like in terms of producing it, I mean, or whatever. But I,
yeah, upbeat. So it is kind of
nostalgic
fun.
In terms of its energy. Yeah. Obviously, we didn't want to make it too overly happy, I guess. But it's got this little bit of nostalgia in it, chord progression wise, and things like that.
I do have to say though, to everybody that's listening, if you are going through a tough time, write it out. Like, yep. I really do. Like, it really, really actually helped me, as embarrassing as it is now to, like,
are you kidding?
Them.
This is about to be a hit song.
Right, then
what
hit us up. We'll produce
about?
It, guys. Yeah. Whatever you need.
Yeah. Was it longhand? You wrote it out longhand?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. In my journal, I have a
tears.
Whole...
There's tear stains. You know there's tear stains.
It's in the box that I made of that relationship. You know, like, you have your, like, relationship.
Arts and crafts box. You did one of those?
Has all the nice. Letters.
Wait
has,
a minute.
Like,
that's young love right there.
No, Tanya's a movie character. Like, have you seen He's Just Not That Into You?
Have you seen that movie?
I can't say that I have.
Do you have a relationship box, James?
Yeah, he's
Tanya said that like that's standard.
This.
You know
no,
you have
now,
a relationship
now
box.
Now I feel like I'm not doing my relationship well enough. Like,
I don't
should
have,
I have a
relationship
box.
You have a relationship box.
Becca, do you have a relationship box?
Are you kidding me?
Of course
are
not.
Are you kidding me?
Anybody
would
in
ever?
The room with a relationship box? Oh. No, it's not a standard thing, Tanya.
Not anymore. But back in the day, you know, maybe.
Funny. James, this was in her 20s. This is not back in the day.
I was not 12. I was like 20.
It was 2012.
Stick, so not living in the real world over here, but that's okay.
It's fine.
As long
guys.
As you're happy.
No,
yeah.
This is what you have to realize. Tanya feels everything, and it's one of her actually her greatest qualities. And
thank
I
you.
Think that you process things in a very emotional way that a lot of people don't do it the same.
You two are adorable together. The entire show is just nonstop compliments. I love it. You're great. No, you're great.
No, you're the thing is like we're really opposite. Like we really truly could not be more opposite.
And sometimes I like admire the fact that she sat down and hand wrote a breakup song.
And I can admire the fact that she
would never want to herself cry in the mirror. Totally.
Wait, like, so you've only heard a snippet of the song?
I've just heard like, yeah. Cause I know y'all did it on the morning show, but I knew that we were going to have you on here, so I wanted it to feel
save
authentic when I heard
plus,
it.
Plus, the morning show runs from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., and Becca's not usually having her eyes open before
speaking
10 a.m.
The last two nights, I woke up this morning. I've been up since 2:45 a.m.
Wow.
I told you. What?
But that's great. It's more birthday.
No, it's
that's
not
so
great.
Much
I got
birthday.
Like 3 hours
point.
Of sleep.
Fair point.
Like, yeah.
But think of all the birthday you're having.
I told you, I was waking up for work at 4, and she was still awake from the night. And she was like, tell Ryan I said, hey, and I'm awake. I was like, it's not really count that you're awake when you're still not sleeping.
Two days in a row, I was up at the same time as Ryan.
Wow.
Probably up before Ryan. But anyways, yeah, that day wasn't awake. So I'm really excited to hear
should
it.
Should we do it?
Yeah, let's do it. Do we have some world premiere music?
World premiere.
The rest of the world waits, but you get to hear it now. This is a Kiss FM exclusive world premiere event.
Kiss FM.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
I was heading in a good direction, looking north. Hit me, I don't know, I snuck up from the south. Wasn't looking to fall in love. It was only a matter of time before I was yours. Can't put into words how much I loved you. Always thought that you felt the same. Always thought that you felt the same.
Thank you.
quiet. Wow. How incredibly quiet everybody was during that.
Wow.
There you go. Put a little positive spin on some
that
sad lyrics.
Is going on our Hawaii playlist.
There you go.
Okay, this is so funny because how I read it of Tanya writing it out was like... Just like, I don't know what the word is without being offensive.
Be offensive.
But like, just like kind of like a little bit pathetic. And that was like you made it seem like a...
Damn.
Like a, I got through it. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
Just like that.
Just wow. Like that. That was the idea. We wanted to, you know, keep it authentic to what it meant, but... You know, like I said about sad songs, you listen back to it and go, hey, I did get through that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can dance to it now and laugh about how sad you were at those times and how happy and how well you're doing now.
Totally.
I'm proud of you.
Thank
you.
This
is a full circle moment.
It is a full circle moment. So is this you're putting out some music semi soon, correct?
Yeah. So I put out one song recently called All Day that I've had some amazing DJs from Benny Benassi to my boy Trifor remix, and his remix just came out last week, so you can check it out now, streaming everywhere.
Oh, awesome.
And then that was kind of a taste, and next year I'm really going to be doing a push as a solo artist, the first real push since the BTR, Big Time Rush days. So very excited, and most of that music I'm doing with my boy Eugene, a.k.a. Trifor, right here.
So 2019.
2019, I'm very, very excited about, yeah.
Are you ready for your, I know it was an amazing time being in, like, a band and people recognizing you from that, but I feel like there comes a time where you're, like, ready for it to be, like, you're known for your music and what you're doing as an individual.
Absolutely, you know, and I think part of the reason I've waited, and I've been writing music, I've even put out some songs for my fans, I have some, you know, diehard amazing fans I didn't want to keep waiting forever. But it's been nice to have a little bit of space. Mm-hmm. I've been doing a lot of film, a lot of independent projects, some TV. But it's been nice to have some space for music, to let that sound of BTR live in its world. It mm-hmm. was so much fun. We did such great stuff. But now to come out with something that's so authentic to me. I've had the years and the time to develop not only who I am as a young man, I feel like my parents would say. But honestly, you know, what I want to say and how I want to say it. And so I'm so excited for people to hear that. And then to your point, of course, it's really cool when people go, yo, James, I love that song you did. Mm-hmm. It's cool to be remembered from the band.
Of course.
I did write a lot of that music, but when you're writing for four people and a bunch of different voices, it can only ever be so personal. Mm-hmm. This music is incredibly personal, so it's that much more exciting when people recognize me from it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So it's 2019.
Like, super, like you're just proud. It's like it's you and you're being acknowledged for it, just like Tanya will be when... Her song goes viral
from one songwriter to another.
Actually, we were at like cutting stuff for the new album when we got the call about Tanya's song.
Yeah.
So it was a happy little. It was a good distraction, but it was just we were in the middle.
I think the first song. I think we were working on the one song we know is going to make the EP.
Yeah.
Which is probably what I'm going to do: a couple singles at an EP top of the year, at this time. So I think. Maybe I need to do a vision board and put a Grammy on it as well. We have some synergy here, some inspiration.
Yeah, I like that,
The bonus track version should have.
Right? Maybe that will be the bonus EP. We'll finish this whole song and throw it on there.
I mean, I don't want to like toot my own horn, but people are asking where they can stream it.
Yeah,
like,
they want more. They want
actually,
it.
It's true.
We could.
Some of the comments. The comments are great. Like, it's,
yeah, they're like, where can I listen to this? Is it on Apple Music?
I mean, it's not. We could honestly take a second verse and finish it up. You had one more stanza we didn't put in there.
That's where she comes back.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. How would you, as a songwriter, like, how would you rate her songwriting abilities? First time ever.
Well, it's interesting. I usually don't start with just lyric, and that I often start with melody or inspiration or concept and go from there. So it was a little bit difficult to take everything that was there and turn it into what we did. So, you know, I changed some things. More just took away a little bit in the hook to simplify it. But you had some beautiful verses there. You know, beautiful idea. I mean, because it's authentic to you.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's the thing. It is what you went through. So I thought it was awesome. And writing down how you actually feel, I think, honestly, not to get too into this day and age and social media and all that, but we are so in a culture where you put the best version of yourself out to the world. Mm-hmm. Your social media is a highlight reel. Sometimes I think it's tough to be authentic and honestly be like, yo, today I'm sad. This is what I'm going through, because you're afraid to be judged for it for some reason.
Yeah.
But that's okay. And so you doing that in that real and raw of a form, I think is part of the reason it translated to just the song that it is.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like with Tanya, it's funny for me because I laugh because I'm like, I don't think I could ever write down and create a song out of like feeling that pain. And I think that's what I love, is that it's so, it really is so true to you. And it like talking about that breakup and stuff, and I know you're past it, but it's like, that was a really like dark time for you. And
dark
so
times.
I like that it's come, and now it's like, we're having fun debuting the song here.
Yeah.
Full circle.
Yeah.
It is full circle. It's crazy. Like, it is crazy.
It is crazy.
Mark has, like, known me through it all. Mm-hmm. And, like, how depressed was I?
That was a dark time. That was a difficult. Because you always kind of had tear stains on your face. Always. Even if you're putting on a brave face, like,
so
it was
sad.
Clearly just kind of covering it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was rough.
It was rough.
Mark, that was a sad statement. Always had tear stains on
I did. She did. I'd be sitting right here.
The next
and I would just be like,
the next
track,
tear stains on her face. I think it's good.
Look at how happy you look right now, though.
Right there.
Yeah. No, and then, like, that's how I found Jesus. And, like, it all just kind of.
You know, silver lining of bad experiences, they lead you, they force you into mm-hmm. finding better ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
You let a little thing slip that you're in a relationship. We love talking about relationships here. How did y'all meet?
Yes.
We like these types of things.
Yeah, I mean, it's no secret. No, it's the first time I've been in any relationship where I've openly shared it on social media. Like, there's no secret. My girl Gabby and I are pretty darn happy. I mean, I was lucky to find somebody, met through friends, just
okay.
out. I think it was
out
actually
in the wild.
Yeah, out in the wild.
Wow.
Out in the real world. I mean, yeah, nothing to hide. It's out there. I mean, it's just, honestly, I find myself being more focused, knowing that I've got a partner, mm-hmm. and wasting a lot less time. Like, as a single person, especially a single dude in LA, I mean, the amount of hours you'd go out, you know, just trying to meet people, trying to meet girls. Honestly, I joke about it. It's like, it's not only the hours you spend going out, but then you're out drinking, what a lot of people do. Then it's the hours you spend recovering. Like, I don't have the time to be to do that stuff. It's, but having said that, you can't force relationships. So I got lucky to meet somebody that I'm so happy being with. And some of the byproducts of that are I have a lot more time to focus on work. And then the fun experiences you get to share with someone. Like, it's so cool.
Yeah.
And then
I think that's the cool thing, is like building, like having a partner in life. You know what I mean? Like having like somebody that's your biggest cheerleader going through life with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, every one of my single buds, as much as they, you know, we loved the single times, we had a ton of fun together. I see them looking at me now going like, damn, like that. They keep trying to find somebody that's as cool as Gabby. And you can't force it. You know, it sucks. Like every time you're looking for it, it's not there.
Yeah,
and I
so
wasn't
true.
At all. And that's so true. When you're not looking for it, it'll find you.
When you're looking north. It'll just hit.
See, look at that. Songwriting coming right back out.
Just like that.
Just like that. Yeah.
But I actually have an interesting, what was it about her that made you feel like, I mean, obviously you met through friends, so it wasn't like you guys were set up or anything like that. What was it about her that made you be like, I want to date
you? Yeah, like she's different from all the other girls I met.
Because I imagine, I mean, you're hot, so you probably like, you know.
Thank you. You know what, it was such a different experience than I'd gone through before. And I think initially, just it being different made me want to see what was up with that. Like, you know, we met and then it was like, good night. And it was, you know, weeks, or at least a couple weeks before we even kissed. I mean, it was so old fashioned. So, but it made me respect her far more than, you know, the girl comes home first time you meet her, mm-hmm. first night. Not that that's not okay. Sure, do whatever you want. Be safe. You know. But yeah, if you're going to go home with somebody, I'm going to say, be safe.
But like that.
No matter how cool somebody is, if you go home, first night, first date, or even the first couple, I mean, it's just a little bit different. It's hard to elicit the same amount of respect as the person who goes, no, I'm worth more than that. Let's get to know each other.
No discounts.
Yeah.
And no discounts. Me just say that.
No discounts, baby.
As his friend, I'm super happy for everything that's going with his relationship. But as a from a strictly musical perspective, I'm looking forward to, if, and I don't want this to happen, but if there is a breakup, I want to be able to him have put it down on paper. So
only because just like that turned out so well, you're hoping for my own version of those lyrics.
I'm just thinking business here.
Testament to the song. Testament to the song.
But can I tell you something? That I have friends that are in the music industry that write music and create music, and they will literally sit me down and be like, walk me through this part of this breakup. Walk me through like this part of like the day after when I was dating Mr. Wilshire.
Oh, yeah.
And that whole thing happened. I literally had an artist call me and say, like, I want you to walk me through that whole how
to
that...
give them inspiration.
Yeah.
So this is perfect. I don't need to go through that breakup.
You can use
just
someone else.
Just
perfect.
Use a friend.
That's even better.
Okay. Phone I like
a friend.
It.
Phone a friend. Yeah.
I'm hitting you up next week. I need some breakup advice for next week. All right.
Perfect.
But I'd really rather not break up. So I'm
breakup
calling
songs
you.
Every week. We could just do it on call. Like,
exactly. Exactly.
Triforzol, I'm really happy for you. But like, if you could just break up.
No, I don't. hypothetical, theoretical, worst case scenario. But again, we still, there's a positive that comes out of it. Tanya gets another sequel.
Another
to
hit, yeah.
I'm just going to pretend Tanya's breakups are my breakups from now on. So
for sure, go ahead and use it. But then, like, some of the most beautiful songs come from...
It's so
like,
true.
From, like, all of them do.
From love, you know? Like, Ed Sheeran's Perfect. Like, are you freaking kidding me?
Sure.
That's a beautiful song. Would, like... Yeah. I don't know her.
Gabby's
but...
ready for some love songs about her.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see what we come up with. Okay, ladies. All right, you're setting the bar pretty high here. Give me...
And then, I'm just kidding.
Okay, so 2019, we will look for that. We're super happy for you. Trifor, thank you for being here. James, thank you for being here.
My
we
pleasure.
Love you.
Good to
and
see you girls.
Please keep us posted on the new music so we can support it.
Yeah.
As it rolls out.
Absolutely. Yeah. You'll be ghostwriting some of it. So,
yeah.
Talk to you soon.
You have a cut on it already.
Hi, ladies.
Thanks,
good to
guys.
See you.
Bye. I just love when there's just like cool, normal guys that come in here.
I know.
And you're like, they're like in a, he's in a happy relationship. We didn't quiz Trifor, Eugene.
Yeah, we did not quiz. We did not quiz him.
We'll have to have him back.
Look, I mean, you know, it's
for your next song debut.
It's really cool to see guys because he was in Big Time Rush, so he was in this like mega guy group, and then they start to break off and they really like hone in on their like individuality, and it's cool to see him, you know,
just like One Direction, just like Fifth Harmony,
just like that,
yeah,
just like that.
Becca's bringing it all back.
I'm in one. It's all those hours of sleep.
From one treasure to the next, we are about to have the Lady Gang come in here.
I'm so excited. Go from great guys to great girls.
Great girls. I mean, everybody gets like so they're like, because I always support Lady Gang, and they're like, I love how you girls can support other women. And I'm like, duh, if we're not in it together, like, what are we doing?
You could have not voted for them for the People's Choice Awards, but I love that we can support other women. But we'll, yeah.
I feel
we'll
good
talk
about
that
the fact that I voted for them and for Oprah.
For Karma?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
And I listen to their podcast. So
if we
like
win,
they,
this will be
they...
because of your good karma. If we lose, it'll be because you voted for them. So,
you know who else I vote for?
Who would you vote for?
Rothy's shoes.
I would vote for Rothy's too because I have been seeing them everywhere. Someone posted that I think Meghan Markle was seen wearing her Rothy's.
Yep, she wears Rothy's.
And then someone else, I remember on the Facebook group, said something like, there was like another brand that they're talking about, but they were like, I'll only buy Rothy's from now on.
I think the thing that's really cool that's happening right now is that people really care about where their products come from. And the fact that Rothy's are made from recycled plastic water bottles is really, really cool. And they look cute. So it's like, yeah. I think people are down for the cause right now. And I think that's why I really love my Rothy's. They're really cute. And I love that they're good for the environment.
Yeah. And I think people are really like into comfort. I know that we all like to dress up and wear heels, but Rothy's are everyday flats for life on the go and everyday life when you're at work. They have the flat, they have the point, they have the loafer for women and girls. And they just recently launched the sneaker. So I think it's
I haven't seen the sneaker. I'm excited to see the sneaker.
Yeah. Sneakers. Time to get your Rothy sneakers.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I think it feels good to be like wearing a product that is like helping the environment.
Yeah.
So we love our Rothys.
Yes. I have my camo ones and I'm obsessed with them.
They're so cute. Amy has them too. Every time she wears them, I'm like, those are so cute. Right now, Rothy's has an amazing deal for our listeners. If you use code Becca, you'll get free shipping with no minimum. So it's free shipping and free returns and exchanges on your Rothy's shoe. Trust me, you're not going to return them. Go to Rothy's.com. That's Rothys.com and enter Becca to get your cute shoes and free shipping.
So that's a no-brainer. Shoes that are comfortable, stylish, and sustainable. And free shipping. So go get yourself a pair today at Rothy's.com. Promo code Becca. Get the deal while it lasts. Again, that's Rothy's.com. Promo code Becca. Hey, how's Phoebe's doing?
Oh, my God. Phoebe's really tested me the last few days because she, my sisters are normally, like, someone's always home at some point to help. And my sisters have been working like nonstop. So it's just been me with Phoebe. And she's been really bad because I haven't been able to give her full attention. But I'm obsessed with her. Even when I couldn't sleep this morning, I was just bothering her while she was trying to sleep.
You know, she probably would have been nicer if you would have gotten her a farmer's dog.
I have farmer's dog.
Well, why aren't you giving it
to her? It's
her
favorite food. I do give it to her for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh, so maybe she just doesn't like
it.
Right,
she just doesn't like
she's
me.
She's
it has nothing to do. But I was trying to get to, like, when I go to get her farmer's dog, she gets so excited. And then Allie came over with her dog, Brooks, the other day. And I had some extra, like, bags of the farmer's dog. And I was like, hey, do you want to try this? And she said that he's obsessed with the food. So she's going to order it, too.
Okay,
like,
so
I have a promo code.
What did you have to do? Is there, like, an online quiz?
Yeah, so you go online. You fill out the quiz about your dog, like, what their breed is, what size they are, what kind of meal you think they prefer. I chose the beef recipe for Phoebe. She loves beef.
Yeah.
They provide, like, nutritious, fresh, ready-to-serve dog meals. And it's delivered right to your door, which you know I love.
Yes.
Clever marketing has convinced Americans to feed unhealthy, like, kibble, and it's basically, like, canned mush.
Gross.
But the farmer's dog is different. It's totally fresh. It's, like, homemade.
Is it like the farmer's market for dog food?
Sure. Delivered straight to your door.
Wow.
The food arrives at your door in pre-portioned packs, ready to open and pour. It's super easy. It looks and smells like real food because it is real food, which is really nice. It doesn't smell gross when I go to make her food, which is... I get grossed out by smell, so that was very important to me. Studies show that adding fresh food to your dog's diet can reduce some cancers by close to 90%.
Wow.
I can't have Phoebe getting any cancers.
No.
Start feeding your dog better today. Try a week free at thefarmersdog.com/Becca. Plus, you get free shipping. So get your first week free at thefarmersdog.com/Becca. One more time. That's thefarmersdog.com/Becca.
Okay, everybody. Everyone needs to calm down, take a couple breaths.
Or just you.
Yeah. Mostly
Tanya,
you,
Tanya. You're the only one that ever acts like this in front of us.
Okay. Really? Okay. The Lady Gang is here, officially in the building. Can we get a round of applause? Finally. So we have Becca Tobin, Kelty Knight, and Jack Vanek, a.k.a. the Lady Gang, a.k.a. my everything.
I love you so much.
Tanya, this is our podcast.
Yeah.
So, like, they're awesome. But you know how you voted for them in People's Choice Awards? You need to take some ownership of our own podcast and talk about how wonderful it is.
First of all, I think I voted 5 million times for our podcast, but I also wanted to vote for the podcast that I listen to, which is The Lady Gang and Oprah's.
Oprah appreciates your vote.
Tanya, I have a feeling that if we end up winning, you might be more excited for us than if you won yourself.
You're coming on stage.
She's doing the, please let her do her acceptance speech.
I will, speaking on behalf of The Lady Gang is Tanya Rapp,
our biggest fan.
You can have the award.
Here's the thing. Do you know what I love about your podcast?
Everything.
No, why don't you tell us?
Yeah,
Becca seems thrilled about your first topic for our...
Yeah.
Becca knows my love. She knows my love and adoration for this podcast. It's very real. Like, and you guys are so different. So you just really... You're so different, but you make it work. You bring a different thing to the table. And it's just really raw and honest. And whenever you talk about, like, UTIs and stuff, I'm like, yeah, same.
Yeah,
it's,
Tanya,
like,
tried
raw.
To come on our, I think it was after her experience with y'all. She's like, we need to talk about periods.
Yeah.
Because that's real.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why is this all, like, that came out of nowhere. She probably was like, Lady Gang talks about UTIs, so we should talk about
and
periods.
And guess what? We still haven't talked about periods yet, and I've been pushing it for weeks.
Listen, if anybody wants to hear about periods, just come on over to the Lady Gang. We talk about it every
single
and it's
all of it.
But for people that are listening and don't know how you guys started the podcast, because now you guys are getting a TV show, which is major. It's on E. And so you guys are kind of on this really, like, crazy upswing of the podcast. How did it start?
Kelty?
A downswing.
It can go down very quickly.
Yeah,
so
we're
really riding this.
Yeah.
There's no going down.
This is the best it's going to get.
Oh, no, I've been down. I've been down. So I'll tell you all about it. No, it's super exciting, Kelty. Tell us.
Oh, sure. So basically, Becca and I, we knew each other in New York many years ago when we were both on Broadway. I mean, technically, Becca was on Broadway and I was trying to be on Broadway, but we consider it, like, same but different. And so we knew each other. We had mutual friends kind of in that dancer community. And we had stayed in touch, and she had a fashion blog and I was blogging, and then I started working at my job, and then we just were having lunch and we're like, we should do something together, and we're like, let's do a talk show. And we looked at each other over our like sad mid-afternoon unemployed burgers and we're like, no one's gonna give us a talk show.
No one's gonna give like the 85th cheerleader from Glee and tell tonight a f***ing talk show.
Yeah.
Can I say the F word?
We'll bleep you. You're fine.
I'm sorry.
Okay. You say it just speak how you normally.
We're so used to cussing. Like,
did you bring
word.
That?
There's a button here that just says cough. What does that mean?
Don't do
oh,
it.
Oh, it means it. If you have to cough, you can just hit the button. And
oh,
cough.
It mutes it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
We
anyway.
Are not this fancy at yeah. our podcast.
Anyway, so Becca and I were like, we should start something. And we're like, well, maybe a podcast. And then we were like, we need a third person. And we need someone who's like legitimate and actually cool and like not just trying to be cool. So we picked Jack. And Jack and I have a mutual ex-boyfriend. And so I was like, well, Jack's the coolest girl I know. And she's an entrepreneur and has had her own brand since she was like a fetus. And so we're like, she makes us legit and cool. Like, for instance, Jack has been wearing bike shorts and dad sneakers and cropped windbreakers for like 4 years. And on the way over,
I'm still not sure if that makes her cool.
But now
it's
everyone's
really
wearing
cool
them.
Or really lame.
Jack, tell them what you told me on the way over.
What did I don't know.
That you're the inventor of sliding into the DMs.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was sliding into DMs before it was a thing. I used to call it the Twitter con back in the day because it was only on Twitter. And I would DM or message
celebrities.
Random celebrities to then maybe sleep with them later.
Were you successful
she
in any
was,
of your
yes.
endeavor?
Many times? Many times?
Yes.
Multiple times.
That's the way to go. Everyone's like, oh, Tinder, Bumble. I'm like, slide into the DM.
Yeah, dude, you can message 100 people. They're not going to know.
Totally.
It's just a numbers game.
We've recently started stalking John Mayer on
yes.
Instagram
yes.
because, first of all, we want him on the Lady Gang TV show because of his insane Instagram life that he's mm-hmm. living.
And his makeup tutorials are just the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But then also I would like to date him. So this is really a campaign to have me date John Mayer.
But I'm on Ryan Seacrest's mic right now. Does that hold any power with John Mayer?
With John
no.
Mayer?
Maybe.
Well, this is Ryan. Isn't this all this yeah. is the studio where you film mm-hmm. on air with Ryan Seacrest?
This is the studio we do the morning
so
show.
So can you call John Mayer? I'm sure he wants his songs played on your show.
I don't think he really gives a shit. To be honest, I don't think he cares.
No, he's like, I'm fine. I'm doing my Instagram live videos every Sunday. God knows
yeah.
what he's doing.
And makeup tutorials.
Yeah.
I feel like you could call him.
Whatever he does to get applause.
Yes. He's amazing.
He's amazing.
We so, need yeah. him.
We love him.
You guys need
if he
him.
Comes to promote his new single, will you tell him about us?
He's yeah.
For sure. I've been trying to get him on the morning show. I know, I point at Mark. Mark is our producer for the
hey, Mark.
He's like, what did I do?
For the podcast, and he does all he's also the executive producer of the morning show too. But I've been pitching John Mayer for
I thought
is he just
in.
Not
I thought
interested?
That's when you like told him about the Synergy Club.
I told him about that was years ago.
Oh.
He's back around in the media circuit.
Great.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Come on, John
tell him
Mayer.
We'll talk about our periods.
I'm sure he'd love that. Actually, he would love that.
Yeah. We would like for him to slide into Jack Vanek. Just period.
Not her DMs.
Not
the
her DMs.
DMs her.
Just slide in.
Slide on in, Johnny boy.
Wait. Okay. So the podcast comes together. You're doing it for how many years now?
Three years this December.
Wow. And then when did they approach you about a TV show?
Let's be serious. We approached them. No one approached us.
We were begging production companies to take our idea. And one finally did. But we've been yeah. working on it for
hold
like
on.
Two...
Hold the what? Phone. These little nincompoops. That's not true. After the second episode aired, we got a call from the E! Network.
Yeah, that's true.
And they asked us if we wanted to do a digital series. And we turned them down.
Kelsey said, no, call us when you want a TV show.
That's literally wow. what I said. I was like... No digital series, please. We're going to make this the biggest podcast of all time. We'll come back in a year for a TV show. And then we did. And it was awesome.
That is so awesome.
And yeah. no one should listen to the story like that happens ever in Hollywood.
It never happens.
Usually it doesn't.
They'd
no,
be
we're
like,
actually like shocked at how easy the... I mean, it's been extremely difficult and we've worked our asses off, but everything has kind of come together in a way that I feel like it should.
Yeah.
And outside of the entertainment industry, I feel like that does not happen.
Like, we didn't have to sleep with anyone. We didn't pay our
we didn't
own.
Have
we didn't
to.
Want
we didn't have to.
Sleep with.
We didn't sleep with anyone we didn't want to sleep with. We didn't, like, we have no famous parents.
Yeah.
We have no
trust
famous
funds. No
aunts.
Trust funds.
We're not rich.
We don't have any celebrity friends other than, well, like, a couple that we bribed. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Blackmailed.
Blackmailed. Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, you know, we're self-made. We did this all on our own.
It's so cool. And I think that a part I think that everybody needs a little bit of Kelty in their like lives. Because I will never forget when I came on, I was a guest on the Lady Gang podcast. I left feeling a little bit like empowered because of the things that you said to me.
Yeah.
Like you're welcome.
No, she's a maniac.
I don't remember what I said, but
yeah, I remember you told me to aim higher.
Yeah.
Just in everything.
Everything. Yeah, well, especially your love of men. The Lady Gang.
Men. And men. Yeah. And then you told me you said something like, you're so, why aren't you have more, you should be more confident. I'm attracted to you right now. I just met you and I'm attracted to you. And I was like, wow, maybe I am hot. Like I left and I was like,
is that the moment you helped like realize that you're hot?
Yes, all thanks to Kelty.
Yeah, a compliment from Kelty will go a long way.
You're welcome. Well, I am an Emmy Award winning journalist, so it goes a long way. You know what I mean? Huh. It's like when I say you're pretty, you know it's a fact. It's been fact checked.
How that goes at all?
It's for sure how it goes, Jack. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially you're thinking of the normal Emmys, the daytime Emmys. This is how it goes.
Really matter.
When you're a daytime Emmy winner,
you didn't catch your acceptance speech because it wasn't on air.
Well, I knew when I was like super excited for this because when I saw you at the AMAs, literally the first thing she was like, are you ready to get your ass kicked at the People's Choice Award? And I was like, we're going there.
Are you?
Fighting words.
Oh, no, I knew who she was.
But also, can we talk for a second?
Stop making so much noise over there.
Sorry, there's so many things to play with.
She's nervous.
Becca, what's going on with Dean?
What do you mean?
In general. You came to the AMAs.
They were dates. Ben and Dean were... each other's date.
And you were just in the middle of that sandwich?
Well, yeah, Allie was my date. Allie is Becca, mine and Becca's manager.
Yeah.
And so she didn't come up with me.
Dean, for me, is getting less attractive as the time goes by.
Dean definitely the type of guy that is only attractive with the right haircut.
I disagree. When he shaved his head, I still thought, I was like,
I remember covering like one of the first Women Tell All, and I was like, who's this guy? What a dream. Look at his cropped pants. And the cropped pants have gotten shorter and shorter, basically a capri now. And when I saw him at the AMAs, I was like, I don't know what I ever saw in you, Deanie babies.
I'm glad you didn't tell him that.
No,
that
would have been only mean to you, I guess. I inspired one and knocked one down.
It's really lovely.
It's a Kelty Knight way.
Inspired by you listening to the podcast because I was like, she was very funny and sarcastic and like you really kept everything moving. You'd be like, okay, come on, like done there.
Oh, she
like,
looks at us like, with dagger eyes.
Yeah. Well, you and Tanya were like, you grew up here? Well, that's so cool. Like, what, do you know where blah, blah, blah is? And I was like, okay, that's riveting. Let's move on.
Yeah. No, but we can feel her energy. Like, she is so needs to be on track that when we're like 30 seconds off, I feel like if she's staring into your soul, like, we better move on or you might be dead.
It's a lot.
Like now. Yeah. This is so boring. Let's move on.
Okay. Keep it going, girls.
Okay. Well, I will say that one of the reasons why I am just like obsessed with you guys is you all obviously have different kind of, I don't want to say storylines, but you live very different lives. Mm-hmm. And you're really honest about those different things. But the thing that I also love is like, I love powerful women coming together. And so that's why for me, that's why I did want to like vote for you guys for People's Choice Award, because I do think there is something about being like a healthy competitive, but also like we're in this together. You know what I mean? Like we are two girls, two best friends doing a podcast and it's,
Us showing support is having them on the podcast, voting for them.
She has a point.
Not happy. You've crossed the line, Tanya.
Yeah. It's okay.
She's like, this is why I wanted to give all my votes to the Lady Gang, because I'm inspired. I'm like, no, we're having them on our show after the voting's over for a reason.
Okay. That's genius.
Thanks for being transparent, Becca.
Honestly, it's a smart move. I would have done the same thing.
Yeah, it's pretty brilliant.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. Go ahead. I just wanted to chime in there.
Okay. Yeah. She's trying to
Sorry, chill. Kelty's trying to inspire you. And
I want to know what's been the hardest thing about doing the podcast? And now having it be a TV show.
Oh, I mean, should I answer honestly?
Yeah.
Definitely lie. Okay. No, I'm going to go first. And you stew on that for a second. Okay. She doesn't have like the speed bump that goes from her brain to her mouth.
Yeah,
so I'm
like, don't say this.
Let's
until
wait.
After it's
maybe
said.
Whisper it in Jack's ear while I'm talking.
Yeah, yeah. Let me know. Okay. I'll let you know.
So my biggest just personal thing was I was used to putting myself out there and, you know, like as an actress. But what people were judging wasn't who I was as a person. It could have been my shitty acting performance. That hurts a little bit. But like when you start putting yourself out there and your opinions out there, when people hate you, they actually really hate you.
Yeah.
You know, not the role you're playing, not the lines you're saying. Like, so that's been for me, owning that has been liberating AF, but also pretty scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really quickly, anyone that tells you it doesn't bother them is lying.
They're lying.
It is a lie. That is a giant lie.
It's so true. It's, and I'm glad you said that because I'm so annoyed when I do hear people say that. They're like, you focus on the positive and I don't take it personally and I don't even know these people. I'm like, no, you stay up at night thinking about it and it hurts your feelings.
Yeah.
You're human.
I think you have to understand though that like you're not, no one is everybody's cup of tea. You know what I mean? Like, do you know how many people tell me to like shut the up?
I imagine a lot.
But I'm like, I'm not for everybody.
Like, Tanya,
but
you're for too us. Positive.
Yeah. And it's like, really? Like, F off. You know what I mean? That's me. But like, I get what you're saying. It totally hurts. It sucks.
It hurts.
Yeah.
Well, and it's like our whole thing is just being as raw and open as possible. And with that, you know, we're talking about a lot of these topics that some people might find not distasteful, but it's just too much for some people.
Yeah.
But it's like, that's what we do. And we just have to own it.
Yeah.
For me, the hardest thing has been, like, I thought once they announced the television show and, like, E! Was, like, Instagram about me, that my Instagram followers would go way up. And I was like, I just haven't had the exposure of, like, everyone else, and it hasn't affected it at all, which means people literally just don't like want to follow me. My content is not great, and that makes me sad. Like, I was like, oh my God, a podcast. Yeah, fine. Like, we're indie. It's okay. Like, you know, no one's going to know. But then we got picked up and we started like having articles everywhere and like our faces on TV. And people are like, oh, you know who I'd really like to follow? That Becca and that Jack Vanek. Not a follow for Kelty, though. Not a follow.
I just can't wait until like, because we're after it goes Kardashians, Busy, and then us. I can't wait for us to literally be after the Kardashians and for her followers to stay the same.
Oh, like, my God. It'll be.
It doesn't get more mainstream for social media than that. It's just going to be great.
Kelty also just said in the car that she's going to throw herself a party when she gets to 100,000 followers, but I am unsure if that will ever happen. No, we want to get, let's get Kelty to 100,000.
So I love, as probably Kelty is thinking, hearing about all y'all, but let's get into like the meat of it. So Mark has a question from a listener that actually we need to solve.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah. I like that. And then also, before you guys go, I would like, if we could, to squash the Bobby Bones drama.
Yeah. We have to do that.
So we'll get to that at the end.
100%. 100%. Also, just really quickly, when you guys have the cameras in your face, I think people don't realize it makes you harder to reveal things. Like, when you add that element, there's something about the safety of just a microphone and only your voice that you feel like, I can say everything about myself.
Completely.
We haven't had that problem.
I'm pretty.
No, our guests sometimes do.
Yeah.
All right, this is from Elise. My best friend and I have grown up with each other since we were little. I met her and her brother when they came to my elementary school. So here's when I need help. A few years back, I noticed myself looking forward to the summer months because I got to hang out with the brother. We'd go to dinner, movies, cook at his place. His sister always knew when we hang out because she's my best friend. I spent the night at his house. We never did anything physical other than cuddling. But he always tells me, this guy likes you because he did this or he said that. And then he does those things and says those things.
Oh.
He also will say, I just want you to know I love you at the end of any phone call. And he pays for our food 90% of the time. I feel like I must be reading into it or something because he's never tried anything on me. Like, the most he will do is spoon me at night. Please tell me if I'm reading too much into it, what I should do in the future. That's from Elise.
Elise. Wow. First of all, I missed the first part of that question because you have such a good voice.
I was like, really trying to pay attention because I felt like I was going into a trance.
I'm asleep.
Who starts this?
You guys.
How old is Elise? Does it say?
Wait, okay, so the gist of it is this is her friend's brother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of like sort of coming on to her, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
And he's spooning her and paying for her dinners and saying, okay.
Yeah.
Spooning, by the
way. Spooning is, what did you say? Oh, that time you said suckling on someone's lip.
Ew.
Right.
I love a lip suckle.
What the hell is a lip suckle?
When they like, I can't do myself.
Gross.
When they like suckle, like. On the bottom lip.
Like when you're making out with someone.
My face right now.
That's a no.
I haven't made out in years.
No. Yeah, we're married. I'm kind of terrified.
I don't know the last time I kissed my husband on the mouth.
It's been years for me too.
Yeah. All right. First of all, are they sober? Because I feel like if you add alcohol to any of these like situations, if she's does she want to hook up with him? It seems like
she wants it.
Then I think something could happen. So like let's bring some alcohol in the mix.
You literally cannot just cuddle after you've had a bottle of wine.
For me, from the beginning, you can't date your friend's brother.
Why?
No.
Wait, why?
That's against the rules.
That is not against the rules.
No, it's not. Maybe when you're like 14, it's against the rules. But like as a grown adult.
I feel like if you're in like high school and you're going to run into him on campus or something, then
I don't like it when you date someone's brother.
Are we sure
why?
Well, I didn't like it when my friends dated my brother.
Oh, there's some deep-seated shit here.
That came from a deep, dark place.
Because I have a crush friend.
Yeah, it's never good.
I have a crush on one of our friend's brothers.
Really?
Who is he? Let's say his name.
Have you made a move on him?
Have you spooned with him?
God, I feel like spooning is a little bit of an intimate position.
It is intimate. It's a lot.
It's very intimate. And
are we sure he doesn't just want to like braid her hair and date her brother?
That's
Oh.
You know?
Oh.
That was my first inkling.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. It's a pass for me.
So we have not answered the question.
It's a pass. We're going
as
pass.
Usual, Lady Gang will give you the worst advice
or
ever.
Just get him drunk.
Here's the thing. Ever since we started this podcast, most of our answers have gone to the avenue of just drink a bottle of wine and figure it out. So it
solves a lot.
Alcohol.
If you don't want to go to alcohol, I say make a move and see how he reacts.
Yeah. Kiss him.
Just kiss him on the lips.
Suckle his lips.
Everyone enjoys it. I have
Nobody
never had a complainer.
Enjoys a suckle. It's like the term suckle that bothers me.
It's
like I don't
suckle.
Know if I don't like what it actually is. It's the term suckle that's really
uncomfortable.
I have
never had any complainers.
What about a moist suckle? That's just awful.
Nasty. Good.
I'm going to suck on my husband's lip tonight. He'll be like, did you have a stroke? What's happening?
Will you please suckle his lip and then report back?
Do it on an Instagram story.
Do you suckle with your tongue?
No, it's like a...
Yeah, it's a
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I used to do that.
Thank you. It's a good move.
Why'd you stop?
Because I got married. You don't kiss on the mouth when you're married.
Yeah.
Is that a rule? I didn't know that.
It's time for that.
It's just a thing.
You barely straight to business.
You don't even look each other in the eye. You try to sleep and have sex at the same time. So you can get your nap in.
Well, marriage.
Marriage.
Wow, y'all are really hyping it up.
Honestly, it's ideal.
It's ideal.
I gotta get me one of those.
Yeah.
Get yourself a
man. Have y'all found anyone for Tanya? Have y'all been...
Hello, what do you
mean? Bobby Bones.
I'm single too.
Well, we're trying to get John Mayer for you.
I know, but if not John Mayer, then who?
Honestly, Tanya deserves it more.
Wow. I don't know.
Only because...
I'm speechless.
Wow.
Because she... I don't want to use the wrong word here, but the thirst is at a higher level for Tanya. She put a heart in her... on Instagram, when Tanya moved into her new apartment, and the first thing she brought into her apartment was a heart on a Post-it, because you're supposed to bring in what you want to bring in. Like, Jack brought in a bottle of wine. And you had a heart.
Yeah.
And I just feel like you need it.
Tanya. Well, okay. So, can we talk about Bobby?
Yeah. By the way, Becca, now I live on your part of town. I'm still waiting for us to be best friends, but that's yet to happen.
Well, we're on weird schedules.
Okay.
What time do you go to bed at night?
9 p.m.
Oh, so do I. Okay, let's do it.
Yes, I'd love to squash the Bobby Bones drama because it really irked me. When I was a guest on The Lady Gang, and we were just talking about guys that like I wanted to date or whatever, and we got into the Bobby topic and joking around.
Well, we didn't know who Bobby Bones was. Bobby Bones sounds like a name that an 80-year-old man would have.
We had no clue who he was. We had no clue what he looked like or anything about him. We were judging him by his name and what I thought Bobby Bones looked like in my head.
Yeah. And also, it feels like the kind of guy who introduces himself as Bobby Bones disc jockey. You know what I mean? Like, it's a lot.
He's been a DJ for 45 years.
He needs a
years.
Name change without a doubt. I'll go on record saying that.
So then we Googled him, and let's be honest, much like Jack Vanek, Google's not your friend.
Nope. Right.
Your first hottest picture doesn't come up, Bobby.
Mm-mm.
And so you know, while we were recording live to tape, honey, we didn't have time to really investigate Bobby Bones.
He's cute.
So we investigated and we said he was cute on the podcast after investigation. He never aired that part when he called us out on his apparently massive show because we got millions of mean emails and some people wrote our sponsors and were like, these are hater ladies. And so the Bobby Bone group, the boners, I guess, they came for us.
Are they called boners?
I don't know.
They should be.
They came for us. And we said he was cute.
Totally.
They did not play that part on his show. And then we tried to make it right. I wrote him two emails to his Bobby Bones email saying, we're so sorry, but we did say you were cute, Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
And he did not respond.
We wanted to get him on our show to talk about it. We wanted to squash it, but obviously he knows how to start a rivalry.
Yeah.
So
he's
are you going to date him?
You've seen him since.
I have. No,
what happened?
I see him all the time.
Oh.
He's not upset with me by any means. I don't think he's upset with you guys. I think it was just like I'm going to play this. Yeah, like a bit. But it totally got out of hand because people were just going crazy. But I tried to find the disconnect. But he didn't play the full audio, which was everything coming around, being like, oh, he is really cute. You
Fake
should
news.
Date him. Yeah. So I was like, I feel like we should take it here to just squash it.
Mm-hmm.
So we
did
all
you
love
date?
Bobby. We have not.
Have you made out? Have you suckled on his lip?
I have not suckled on his lip, but I would like to suckle on
He's
his lip.
He's in LA.
I have a question for Becca. As her best friend, do you want to see Tanya with?
I don't know if I know anyone specifically that I see her with, but the closest guy to what I picture her with is Ben Higgins. But I don't necessarily know that she needs to date someone from Bachelor World.
Mm.
But his personality, what he believes, like, he's very just like...
Good guy.
Great guy.
Yeah.
But I mean, you have like the biggest stars in the world come in here. Like, again.
I love that you were like
Am higher.
Like, no, the best no, part on she her does part. Not want. She does not want a superstar.
I don't think she needs.
You don't need
no
a superstar.
No one wants to date a famous person.
I'm not
Except
saying
for
that.
Jack.
I'm saying, look,
I also do not want to date a famous person.
Oh. When the star is here doing the interview, I want you to look into this side room where the managers are that take 10% of their millions forever. Get one of those guys. Scooter Braun. He's off the market, but he has a nice house. Someone like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's like controlling things.
You know, all those people, the head of the whole record company.
Yeah.
He has a jet.
Mm-hmm.
Take him out.
Don't date the artist. Date the person who pays the artist.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Because even if the artist fails, they can just find a new one and they'll always
exactly.
be rich.
Exactly.
I like where your heads are
yeah,
at.
Yeah, I like this too.
You need a business.
There are
man.
Some guys that, you, like some of the managers and people who are in the team that you've been like, oh, he's cute or so-and-so's. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get on it, girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good call.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, guys.
Or Charlie Puth. I have like a weird.
I have a weird thing for Charlie
he's
Puth
hot.
Too.
Yeah,
but
and
he's old as Charlie Puth.
And Shawn
Mendes.
But he's so young.
Shawn Mendes is literally 19.
Shawn's
years old
19. Years
I saw
old.
Him on Drop the Mic, and I did it for me. He was rapping.
So
I
hot.
Was moist.
Bring it back around for that word.
I wanted to bring a call back to the word.
Thank you.
I was
a full
moist.
Circle moist.
My basement was not flooding, but I was into him. He
yeah.
has. Some, how old is he? He's 20.
Is that like bad?
Yeah. Well, how old is Charlie Puth?
Charlie's 26, I believe. He's
oh,
one of my
okay.
best friends, but good friends.
Oh,
is he single?
He's 26.
He's not single right now.
Oh. Is that
celebrity?
Bald spot in his eyebrow natural?
No,
he
shaves
by
it.
A dog.
Oh. Attacked by a dog.
I thought it was like Vanilla Ice.
No.
He needs microblading on it.
No. I think it's a signature. It's a signature look.
Okay.
You don't like it?
I'm into symmetry. That's all. You know what I mean?
You just get a little microblading and cover
that's
that
what
up.
I said.
Yeah. Shawn Mendes is very symmetrical.
Right? He is so
And like there's
hot.
Something, it's unassuming like nerdy white
but, like,
boy.
Like my pants are so tight.
Yeah. Yeah. Tall, gangly kind of like if you look at him like once you're like eh, but then you really look at him you're like ooh.
You'll spoon
yeah.
I spoon
twice
you twice.
And I
twice.
It'll be the big spoon and the little spoon. It'll be a sandwich.
I will say though, I want to have Charlie Puth sing at my wedding.
I thought you were gonna say his baby.
Baby is me too.
I want to have Charlie Puth's babies and I want him to sing at my wedding.
I think that's a good goal.
Right?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
You're not into him romantically, right?
What?
You're not into Charlie Puth or me.
I don't think it either way. We're
what if he
friends.
Came on to you? Would you be like, okay?
Would you be like, how long has this been going? No?
No. Well, that's really
She
good.
Probably would, though.
Yeah,
that's
I probably
exactly.
would. I feel like if anybody came
you
on
You just want attention.
Can we play Tanya's song for the lady gang?
Oh, please.
Oh, God,
does
I haven't
Tanya
heard
have
it,
song?
But I have
oh,
seen it on
wait.
Instagram.
I did
no,
see
no.
this on Instagram.
But wait, this is a new version.
It's coming up.
Wait, did you record this yourself?
So I sent the lyrics. I sent it to Julia Michaels.
Oh my God.
Benny Blanco. Like, I'm like legit. Like, I want them to like make it into a song. We just recently got this one from James Maslow.
Oh, wow.
Grammy winner songwriters.
And then you can show how you can turn garbage into a hit.
It's pretty good, right?
Wow. Okay, wait,
so you,
there's nothing
just...
about a suckled lip in there. Maybe in the verse.
I gotta be honest. Those lyrics hurt me.
Wait. So is this just lyrics that you had written, and they're creating the whole music?
Yeah, I wrote these lyrics like 6 years ago after my worst breakup of my life, and so I wrote the lyrics down, and then I recently found them, and now they're like turning them into a song. But what's so funny?
Those lyrics hurt me. And you go, I know, right? And she looked at me and goes, not the way she thinks.
Oh, like secondhand embarrassment?
No. Slight.
A little bit.
I love you. I think you're the most amazing person. I really do.
She truly is.
I mean, I want to wake up one day and be you. Like, I just see the world like you.
You, like, I can't imagine waking up and being you. Like, it's just like,
it's probably amazing.
I know. Like, you wake up and you're like, this is the best day of my life. And I wake up, I'm like, oh.
It's a hangover.
It. Hangover. Yeah.
You have to flip it because you start off at a 10. And then, like, if you have a bad day, it can go worse, but it can never, it just can only go up.
What does Becca wake up with?
I don't wake up really well.
Yeah.
I'm not friendly when I wake up if it's before 10. So.
We're very different.
Yeah, it's literally polar opposites.
Yeah.
Do you know in Friends, Alec Baldwin's character when he's dating Phoebe and everything's like, this is the best oyster bar or whatever? I always think that's Tanya. Like, look at this door frame. It's the perfect height.
It literally is Tanya. Yeah.
You're so cute.
Perfect height.
I know you guys have to go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
About
everyone's
that.
Like doing this.
Yeah.
We loved having you in the OR. This was the best day ever. Thank you so much.
Was it?
Yes. Everybody tune into the Lady Gang TV. It's going to be Sunday nights on E.
10:30.
Let me do the plug.
What?
No. At Kelty on Instagram.
K-E-L-T-I-E.
It's so easy. Not even a last name. At Kelty.
Everybody should follow her and then unfollow her. Please do.
No, I want her to get to 100,000, and I want to see
bake
balloons.
A cake.
I want to see a cake.
I've had balloons before.
I want to see an empty room. You know what I mean? That's what I want to see.
Build up all of her bots.
You guys are the best.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Thank
you for coming.
Thank you.
Bye.
So we just had the Lady Gang in here, and I have been wanting to talk about periods for weeks now. I have been asking to talk about periods for the past 2 months.
What's it going to take for us to talk about periods
on this podcast?
I'm happy to talk about it, but like, what? It just feels forced now. Like, what do you want to talk
about?
Do
I need to be on my period?
That we have them?
No, I want to talk about all the things associated with periods. Our PMS, our mood swings, our hormones.
Yeah, we get crazy.
Okay, no. Next week.
You always say that.
Next week for sure. We have room next week. I'm going to make sure there's some designated time for period talk.
Wait, before we move on to next week, though, I want to talk about Lola because that goes straight into talking about our period.
Perfect.
Happy to talk about Lola because you know why?
Tell me.
We use tampons.
We do.
When we're on our period.
Well, some people don't, but we do.
Oh, yes. Okay. I do. Did you know that tampons are soaked in bleach? So you're literally... When you put a tampon up, you're like putting toxins up your vagina. Am I allowed to say that?
I think it's very clinical.
Okay.
And appropriate right now.
Guys don't like talking about periods.
Well, because it happens and it's fine for us to talk about it, but it doesn't mean that guys have to like love it or become like, it's not like they can be comfortable with it, but it's not like they have to be like, this is amazing. This is what I want to be in the room for. But I do think it's like something to acknowledge that we all have and it's unavoidable.
There's more to it than that. But let's stick to what's happening right now with Lola. Because I was shocked to find out that tampons are literally soaked in bleach. And it's terrifying that that's going in places. So yeah. Enter Lola, which is a female-founded company offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and all-natural cleansing wipes. Unlike other brands, Lola products are 100% natural and easy to feel good about. No BS, no mystery fibers, or doubts about what's going in your body. And Lola products come in a simple, customizable subscription. So they'll deliver exactly what you need and exactly when you need it.
The FDA doesn't require brands to disclose a comprehensive list of ingredients in their feminine care products, which is terrifying. So most of them don't offer that. Lola offers complete transparency about the ingredients found in their tampons, pads, and liners. The really cool thing about this is that you can build your box. So you can either, you can do 18 tampons or you can do 12 pads. Tampons can be a mix of light, regular, super, and super plus, and then pads can be a mix of ultra thin day pads or night pads depending on what you need. The quantity, you can decide how many boxes you'd like delivered to your door. I love the idea of not having to leave my house. That's the most annoying thing. No, I'm sorry.
There's nothing more Becca loves than a subscription box that gets sent to her door.
I was going to say, like, all of our sponsors, when they're like, deliver to your door, I'm like, awesome.
I prefer going out in the wild.
Well, you don't have to with Lola.
That's true.
So you can select your shipment frequency. So you can cancel, skip an order, or modify your subscription at any time. Lola emails you 2 days before your boxes ship and prides themselves on no surprises or gimmicks.
So for 40% off of all subscriptions, visit mylola.com and enter Becca when you subscribe. That's mylola.com. Enter Becca for 40% off all of your subscriptions. Again, that's mylola.com and enter the code Becca.
Okay, next week on the show, we're going to have Teddy Mellencamp in here.
Yay!
So excited.
She's great. And other fun things.
Yeah, Teddy her and her husband are amazing, and I'm excited to, she has a lot of really cool things happening with her company, so I'm excited to have
her. I think Ben Higgins might stop by next week, too.
Is that right?
Yeah, wouldn't that be great?
Ben Higgins in the flesh?
People ship both of you with Ben Higgins a lot.
You know, I've heard Ben Higgins' chest is an oasis for people.
Did you know? Did you hear about?
We'll have to ask him if he's aware of that.
Okay, because I'm curious if he heard the podcast of you saying his chest was an oasis.
That was I feel like that really struck a chord with people.
Resonated.
As well as our curtains episode. Really resonated.
So we have curtains, and then we have Ben's hairy chest.
Yeah.
Being an oasis.
All right, so that's next week. For now, hey, we got to thank our sponsors. They're the best. BioClarity. Get your first month for 50% off a routine. Plus, shipping is free. It comes with a 100% risk-free money-back guarantee, but you need to enter our code.
Becca!
Legacy Box. You know I love it. Get 40% off your first order or save up to $200 on the largest Legacy Box kit. 40%. That is substantial.
That's basically like 50%.
Yeah, almost, Tanya.
Go to legacybox.com/Becca. Rothy's. Remember, go get yourself a pair today. Rothy's.com. Promo code
Becca.
Farmer's Dog. It's great dog food. It's real food. Try a week free at thefarmersdog.com/Becca. And Tanya wants to talk about periods. Lola is going to help you out for 40% off all subscriptions. Visit mylola.com and enter
Becca.
You guys, I think that our period conversation might just be like our curtain conversation.
Also next week, period conversation.
Thank you.
Count on it.
Wow. On that final note, fun show.
Before we call it, happy birthday, Becca.
Oh, thank you.
Yay.
Thank you so much. Also, thank y'all for being here. Thanks for my gifts. And thanks to James Maslow, Tri4, and the Lady Gang for being a part.
We're at peak scrubbing in right now. You know that?
This is what happens when you get nominated for a People's Choice.
This is exactly what happens.
I can't even imagine what happens if we win the People. When we win the People's Choice Award.
That's right. Manifesting.
I'm going to call it. Time of death, 1355.
It's not if, it's when.
I know, I corrected myself.
In 2 weeks, we might just be winners.